It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read once again the whole chapter, chapter 1, from verse 1 through verse 31, and then the first three verses of chapter 2. We've read that each time we've been together in preparing ourselves for this study in Genesis. I have sure enjoyed it. I hope that you have, and please that you'll continue to listen and have your Bibles open and enjoy this study. If you would please, again, open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, and while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to send us a letter, why, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. You could visit our website. You'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready to read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, "Let the waters under the earth, under the heaven, be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light in unto the earth, and it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. God saw them in the firmament of the heaven to give light unto the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind," and it was so. God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after the reading of his word. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come and enjoy this time together. Please that you will guide and lead us and touch our hearts. Show us that not only you are the Creator, Lord, but you are also our Savior. We must come by faith to you. Please that you will touch our hearts. The Spirit can move in our lives, that we will trust in you as our Savior and serve you. Please that we will be your servants, that we will walk with you, follow your way and will, study your word, enjoy that fellowship, Lord. Please. Thank you for all that you have given us, which is every. We have nothing without you. We cannot take a breath. We can do nothing without you. Lord, thank you for this day. Now please, that you'll guide and lead us as we study your precious word today, that we'll know your way and will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It does take quite a bit of time to read through those verses of Scripture, but the Word is where the power is, and so please continue to listen and continue to let those words touch your heart. You know, we have talked about a couple of things as we look through these verses of Scripture. We've tried to figure out the fossils. You know, as we look at the creation here, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form, and darkness, form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Between those two verses, we have talked about that some believe there is a gap theory. There is many years between verse 1 and verse 2. Many believe in an evolution, that it just started and began, and different animals developed all the way to where man has been developed. And so the question, and it comes, is these fossils that they find in the strata of the rock. It's they can't explain how that got there without having these thousands, millions, billions of years to do that. Also, the coal that we have, it takes so many years to do that. And without these thousands, millions, or billions of years, it just seems impossible. And so that's the way that the scientists have set out, instead of listening to the Word of God, realizing that He has spoken into existence the world we know in six literal days, and that was approximately 6,000 years ago. That's how young this world actually is. And yet they can't yield to that, because they will not yield to God, and that's the problem. Now we're going to look at these thoughts and these options that we had, these theories that they talk about, just a little bit. Not going to spend a lot of time on it, because we have talked about that in the last week. The problem is again this unbelieving people desire to put many things, either thousands and millions of years between verse 1 and verse 2, or they just plain believe in evolution itself. The problem is that they take these words, without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. As we look at the second verse, they believe that God would not have created something like that, so there must have been something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Many believe that between 1 and verse 2 is when Satan was fell, when he went against God, and that made such a destruction, that it was just such a catastrophe, that's what happened. And then years, thousands, millions, billions of years have come between these two times, and then God decided to recreate. Don't believe that at all. I don't believe that's what the Scripture tells us. I think that's man trying to explain creation. You cannot. It comes by faith. God said, I have created it in 6 days, and in 6 days he spoke into everything that we have. And it was not over thousands. The days weren't thousands of years. It's one literal day God spoke into existence. Now, these theories, nothing in the Word of God tell of this. There is an explanation, though, and that's where we left last time. That explanation is called a flood. Now, this water, let's go to Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. Again, the question, and if it comes all the way back, most of the time it's the construction, the building of the strata, the location of the fossils, and the coal. Those are the things that really the scientists just can't figure out. There has got to be an explanation. And the only way they can do that is if they give us these long years between either verse 1 and verse 2, or they believe in evolution, that it just kind of started and worked its way together. Let's look at chapter 7 of Genesis. We're going to look at the 11th and 12th verse, and then 17 through 20. In the 600th year, this is Genesis chapter 7, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broke open, and the windows of the heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now let's go over to chapter 7, Genesis 7, 17. The flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went up upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth and all the high hills, and were covered, the whole heaven were covered. That were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. 15 cubits. That's approximately 18 inches, a foot and a half, times 15, so 22 and a half feet above the highest mountain, there was water. The water was not for years. Many scientists tried to teach and believe, and even theologians, that it was a localized flood. The Scripture tells us very clear that the water prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. Now again, if you want to go with this localized flood, that's fine, but you are not following the Word of God. And I'm going to remind you several times as we're together today, and that is, if you deny the Word of God, is this the same Word that tells you that you can go to a heaven, and the same that desires that you go to heaven? And so if you desire to go to heaven, and you probably even say, I go to church, so I am going to heaven, I'm a good person, the Bible, this book that I am reading from, God's Word, is the one that tells you about heaven. It's the same book of which you probably deny that it speaks of hell, but it speaks many more times of hell than it does of heaven. But you don't want to talk about that. And also you want to deny what God says in His Word concerning His creation, that He has created and spoken into existence. You want to believe in evolution. You want to believe in this gap theory. There's many things that you want to follow. That's fine. You follow those. But if you follow those and you are not believing the Word of God, and there can't be salvation. Because the same book that tells you of heaven tells you how to get to heaven, and it's by faith in Jesus Christ. That's the same book I'm reading from right here. And so don't you start to pick and choose what you want to. You have no right to do that. No one does. It is God's Word. It's complete. We love it. We enjoy it. And we believe it. Or you don't. And so don't try to pick out this thing, I'm going to heaven, and deny many other things, and particularly deny a personal relationship in Jesus Christ. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Stay with me here. We are looking at the whole earth is covered. Believe one, believe it all, or don't believe any of it. The whole earth was covered. 22.5 feet above the highest mountain. That happened 1,000 years after God spoke it into existence. Already in 1,000 years, things were to a condition that God chose to destroy it. Now, we're going to spend the time of why when we get to the 6th and 7th chapter of Genesis. Right now, we're looking at the flood, and we're going to stay right there. 1,000 years after God spoke it into existence, there was the flood. That was about 5,000 years ago today. This is what happened as a result of that flood we have in verses 21 through 24. Because of this flood, all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. Every living substance that was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping thing, and the fowl of the heaven, they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. 150 days the water prevailed upon the earth. 22.5 feet above the highest mountain was the mountain ranges as high today and the valleys as deep as they are today? I don't know. But I know that the water prevailed for 150 days. And it was approximately 22.5 feet over the highest mountain. There was no way to be saved except the ark. To be in the ark with Noah was the only way. Same way today. There's only one way to be saved, and that's to come by faith in Jesus Christ, believe in Him and His death and burial and resurrection. He went to the cross of Calvary for you. If you do not come by Him, to Him by faith, and by faith alone, there is no way to be saved. So you see, if you're changing it just a little bit, just like probably you are changing and placing the thousands or millions of years here in the creation, how can you have life if you do not believe God's Word? So you must look to the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not look to Noah to be saved. And again, the 6th and 7th chapter, we're going to spend some time with those things. But right now, we're looking at the water. We're looking at what happened because of this flood. All flesh died. Every bit. The fowl of the air, everything. The fish, many of them died because as this water flooded the earth and covered God's creation. And again, the world all the way around was beautiful. It was all green like you would have around in the area of the equator. It was that kind of environment, that kind of area, worldwide, all the way around the world. beautiful. You see, it had never rained. It was just a mist around the whole earth that gave its water. It had never rained prior to this time. And as we read here, not only did the heavens open up, but also the fountains of the great deep broke open, and the windows of heaven were opened, and it began to just fill the surface of this earth with water. And then all the way, it just continued up and up until it was 22.5 feet above. Now, when these waters receded, many things happened. But when those waters arrived, the shifting of the land, the move of the trees, everything, the animals, all, many were covered. Many were covered at many different depths. And it wasn't just for a day or so. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. We know exactly, again, there had never been a flood. It had never even rained before this time. And this water prevailed on the earth 150 days, according to the Word of God. But on the 600th year of Noah's life, the second month, the 17th day, that day it rained. The rain came, and the rain lasted for 40 days and 40 nights, according to the 12th verse of Genesis chapter 7. The only ones that were saved was Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and all their wives, and all the animals that were up on the ark. Everything else died. That is according to the section of Genesis 7, 21 through 24. We again are going to look at that in a greater way later, but right now that is the only people where everybody else died. That's where all the fossils came from. They were placed as this water and the mud and the trees, everything, as this earth shifted as the rain came, buried. And the only thing, every living substance was destroyed, again, according to chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. There is overwhelming evidence of such a flood. The scientists cannot deny it because of what they find at the high levels in the mountains. There had to be a flood to give us what we have today. The pressure, the changes, everything that took place because of this flood gives us the fossils, the coal beds. It's because of the water. Many different levels of this strata was laid, was moved, and animals, plants, all this was compressed due to this flood, the flood that covered all the world. As we look at a couple of New Testament scripture verses, I want to go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 17. And we'll look at a couple of verses here, verses 26 and 27. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. And it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given to marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. All life died except for what was in the ark. Go to 2 Peter with me. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking about after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. You see, men deny it, but they cannot deny that there was a universal flood. The flood covered all of the earth, all of the world. They cannot deny that. And so, you see, it comes down that you must believe the Word of God. God created this world in 6 literal days. And the reason that we have the fossils in the areas they are found is because of the flood. There is no reputable scientist that has ever claimed to find fossils showing a gradual development of one species of a kind into another. In other words, they find this fossil and they can't find that key between, as they say, man or animal or plant life, anything, as it has evolved from one to another. They can't find it. Darwin himself confessed, no one change of species into another is recorded. No one. Evolutionists' greatest argument is based upon these fossil beds. They set their time clock by the level that a fossil is found. It's found in the strata. Whatever level. They say that forms found are of lesser development. They're lesser developed. And then they find others, they say these are more developed. The problem is, and this is what you don't find, they don't talk about, the problem is that they find the lesser developed higher than the more developed. And they can't explain that. Only a flood will give you what we have, different fossils at different levels, not more or less developed. That's their working, trying to make... See, they got to make this evolution work, because if not, then God's right. They've got to put a gap theory in there between verse 1 and verse 2, or else they got to admit God's right. And the world today is not willing to do that. They're not willing to agree with God, because you see, if they agree with God and His creation, then they're going to have to agree that they're a sinner and that they're lost, that sin came into this world by one man, and by one we can be saved. Sin came in because of Adam. We can have redemption and be saved because of the Lord Jesus Christ and through His work. So you see, they have to admit to that, and they refuse to. We find the forms only when the plant, that these fossils are only formed when plants and animals is covered quickly and put under pressure. And that can come with this flood that was worldwide. God told us of that flood in the 6th and 7th chapter, and yet scientists, they have studied, they have researched for years trying to just believe it. They're still doing that, trying to establish that God is right. I'm sorry, God says, He spoke into existence, and God said, according to verse 3 in Genesis, and we have, as we look through to verse 9, God said, in verse 6, God said, in verse 11, God said. That's the difference. Do you believe God? Are you going to believe the Word of God, or do you have to continue to read and to search to satisfy yourself that the Bible is right? You say you're a Christian. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, by faith. His Word is by faith. He clearly tells us how He did it. You must believe it. And again, if these fossils are just giving you fits because you can't understand how they... The flood is a very easy answer. God told us. But you see, it wasn't a big deal to explain. Now, here's how this happened. The flood was because of man's wickedness. And that's the reason we know about the flood, not to answer where this fossil is. But that's a wonderful explanation of how it happened. Not with thousands, millions, or billions of years, but with and with only this flood. God spoke into existence this world in 6 literal days. God gave us life through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The same book tells us of both. My dear friend, Will you come by faith to the Lord Jesus today and be saved? Please confess your sin and come. What are you going to do about Jesus?